Message number 221. I cannot force people to convert or turn back. Saturday, October 15, 2011 at 19:00. My dearly beloved daughter, as more people hear my word, my love will infiltrate their souls as soon as they read my messages. I will speak to their souls and awaken their slumber in order to unite them with me so that I can save souls everywhere. Strength in numbers will help me achieve the salvation of souls on such a grand scale. Because of the free will given to man as a gift from my Father, I cannot force people to convert or turn back to the faith in God the Father. It will have to be their own decision. Prayer will spread conversion. Of that I promise you. Just think of the gift that awaits souls when you, my children, pray for them. Don't you know the power of prayer? Prayer said by the multitudes in thanksgiving to my Father and in atonement for your sins can save the world. Such is the power it wields. Never before have I urged you so much for your prayers, which must come from your own lips and with the generosity of heart for hardened sinners everywhere. I need your prayers. Without your prayers, these poor souls may not be saved, because many of them are in such darkness that the impact of the warning will have little effect. You, my cherished beloved children, all of you sinners, many of whom do your best to show me your love, don't you realize that I rely on you so much to keep me company? Join with me in the bosom of my Sacred Heart and ask me for the graces to save your brothers and sisters. I will save millions of souls when you devote your time to praying the Divine Mercy. This is the time when the recital of the Divine Mercy will be most effective. Be generous of heart, mind, body, and soul. Cast any doubts aside. Allow me, your Jesus, to lift you up, to bring you and all those you pray for into my eternal life. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.